share some global perspectives.
Young voices from around our planet.
Like the colors we bring, I call it flags on a string. I like the ways that we're different.
The environment is very important to us here at Primary Perspectives, and so we are really pleased to share an interview from our US global reporter, Pavan Raj Gowda, who recently spoke with Dr. Kerry Krieger, founder of the non-profit organisation Save the Frogs. A big hello to all our US and Caribbean listeners out there, and it's really good to see the message of environmental awareness is so important to many young Americans like Pavan. So, take it away, Pavan.
Hi everyone, this is Pavan Raj Gowda reporting from California, USA. Today's segment is a very important topic for all of us to understand. Did you know that amphibian populations have been rapidly disappearing worldwide, and nearly one-third of the world's amphibian species are on the verge of extinction? Up to 200 species have completely disappeared since 1980, and this is not normal. Amphibians naturally go extinct at a rate of only about one species every 250 years. So, why does this matter to humans? Because when we save the frogs, we're protecting all our wildlife, all our ecosystems, and all humans. So yes, it does matter a lot. So I have had the privilege of hearing Dr. Kerry Krieger's presentation at my first Green Kids Conference in 2010. Since then, I have always been trying to raise my awareness and also trying for ways to help this very important mission to save the frogs. Today's guest, Dr. Kerry Krieger, is a very dedicated scientist who completed his mechanical engineering degree at the University of Virginia and then went down under to obtain a doctorate in environmental science at Griffith University at Gold Coast, Australia. He founded Save the Frogs nonprofit organization in May 2008, and he has been working very hard to create a revelation on amphibian conservation. So, here is Dr. Kerry Krieger to help us understand why we must save the frogs. Welcome, Dr. Krieger.
Hi, Pavan. Thanks for having me for this interview, and I wish you and all the listeners out there a very happy Save the Frogs Day.
Thank you. So, could you please explain to us why you are so passionate about saving the frogs? So, what is the role of frogs, and how does it impact our lives?
Okay. Well, I got into frogs originally mainly just because I'm interested in protecting nature and wildlife and having beautiful natural places on the planet. I did a lot of camping and hiking and traveling all around the world, and I love going to national parks. I love the feeling of being in the wilderness. I remember one time I was in Venezuela sitting down beside a lake way out in the savannas in the wilderness one night, and there were frogs calling, and it was really amazing sounding. And so originally I just wanted to protect nature and wildlife, and I always have been interested in the sciences. It's just fascinating learning about the natural world. And about 10 years ago, I found out that frogs were in a lot of trouble and rapidly disappearing. And I decided to do my PhD in environmental sciences, researching frogs in Australia so that I could learn all about them. And I spent 4 years in Australia, spent a lot of time out on the streams and studying frogs and hanging out with frogs. And I really gained an appreciation for the frogs themselves. They're really fascinating, beautiful animals. They don't hurt humans at all. They're just out there living their lives, looking really cool, and making the world a much more interesting place. So that's how I got into frogs. And frogs are also, on top of being really cool animals, they are really important in our ecosystems. They're eating insects that spread diseases like malaria, dengue fever, West Nile virus. So they're keeping us healthy. They're also food for birds, fish, lizards, snakes, monkeys, even dragonflies and beetles eat tadpoles and frogs' eggs. So they maintain the balance in the ecosystem, and they're important in human medicine. We get a lot of pharmaceuticals from frogs. Frogs have lots of chemicals on their skin that we study, and we learn a lot and gain from having frogs in existence.
Yeah, it's really amazing how we're all so deeply interconnected in this world and how frogs play a major part in our lives.
I definitely agree with that.
Okay. So you have also dedicated yourself to saving frogs and have founded a nonprofit to focus on saving the frogs. Can you tell us more about your Save the Frogs organization?
Sure.
What is your mission and what are some of the achievements that you've done?
Well, I founded Save the Frogs exactly 5 years ago in 2008 after I finished my PhD and I realized there was no nonprofit organization dedicated exclusively to frogs. And there was a lot that was not getting done, specifically educating the public. There was, very little public education about what the plight of frogs or the importance of frogs, and that makes saving the frogs really, really difficult. So I founded Save the Frogs with a mission to protect amphibian populations and to promote a society that respects and appreciates nature and wildlife. And we do work all around the world to educate people to get frog education into the school system, because when I was growing up, I never learned anything about frogs. Nobody ever taught me about them in school. Certainly not that they're important, not that they have trouble. So we do a lot of work in schools. We provide educational materials. We provide ideas on how people, regardless of their educational background, regardless of their age, can get involved in amphibian conservation efforts. So we try to get a lot of people involved to create a worldwide movement and completely change our society's views on nature, which currently in most places in the world, people are, consuming a lot of goods and not realizing the effect it has on the environment. We want to make sure people understand their impact on the environment and that the world will be a much better place when humans live in harmony with the environment in a sustainable manner and in a way that keeps wildlife on the planet instead of sending them to extinction.
Okay. Yeah, thanks to your efforts in helping thousands of people all around the world to understand these unique challenges.
Thanks for helping get the word out.
Okay, so what are some of the events that you do? And can you tell us more about Save the Frogs Day?
Sure. Today's the 5th annual Save the Frogs Day, and we have well over 150 events happening in at least 27 countries. And so my goal is to inspire people to take action on Save the Frogs Day and provide them with ideas and educational materials so that they can go out into their community, wherever they are in the world, and do something beneficial for the frogs. So right now I'm in Medellin, Colombia in South America. Colombia is a biodiversity hotspot. There are over 750 amphibian species in Colombia, and that's over 10% of the entire world's amphibian species are right here in Colombia. And there's a lot of threats to frogs. So what I've been doing in Colombia is giving lots of presentations at universities and schools, giving interviews for TV and newspapers, talking with the local amphibian biologists and explaining, what Save the Frogs does and how we can get Save the Frogs activity happening in Colombia. And that's a lot of what's going on all around the world. We've got scientists going out and giving presentations, taking people to see frogs. Teachers are getting their students involved, getting them learning about frogs, having them draw frog art if they're young kids is a good way to get kids interested in frogs. So that's a lot of what we do on Save the Frogs Day. And our website, savethefrogs.com, has a lot of information. We have over 300 pages about frogs, including the Save the Frogs Day page, which lists lots of these events around the world. And by reading through these events that other people are doing or have done, it's a really great way for people to come up with ideas on how they can go out and help frogs in their community.
Yeah. So also recording this interview on this day is my small contribution towards this important effort.
Sure. And that brings up a good point, because I like to record my presentations, and it's basically we are very fortunate in this technological age to not only be able to communicate and spread the word around the world. Like right now I'm in South America and you're in North America and we're talking, but also we have the ability to use the internet, to use recording devices and you know, keep this. This is educational content. Get it online. Use all of our telecommunication manners, social media, email, radio, all that. We have the power now to make a difference. One person can get online and get the word out. That's what I've done. When I started Save the Frogs in 2008, it was just me and my computer. And now there's thousands and thousands of people out there working and helping on our behalf, getting the word out about frogs. And we'll probably directly reach at least 20,000 people in person at our events this year, and through radio and interviews and TV events and social media, probably well over 100,000 other people.
Yeah, because of technology, it's now easier to spread the word even faster.
I definitely agree with that. And you live in Silicon Valley in California, and that's a technology hotspot. And I think it's really important that we do focus on getting the word out in Silicon Valley. And I know you've been doing that at the Green Kids Conference, which I think is a fantastic event. And we've been honored and pleased to be at that event. And, you know, by continuing to get the word out to all those engineers and large corporations in Silicon Valley and gain their support, financial support, volunteer support, is a really good idea.
Yeah, that's true. So, also, as a student, I had to reluctantly perform frog dissections at school. So this was gross and disgusting, and it didn't really teach me too much. So I liked your campaign to stop frog dissections in schools, and instead use the software, digital frog to learn. How can we students take this message up to our teachers and school district to bring this frog dissection to an end?
Okay, well, in California, we're actually fortunate. We're one of, I think, maybe 10 states or so that does have a law that you are allowed to opt out, so the teacher cannot force you to dissect. So, you know, most students don't know that, and I'm sure you didn't know that, but it's good. You know, you can spread the word to your fellow students that you don't have to dissect the frog in California anymore. But a better step is to talk to your teacher and inform them, because most teachers don't know where the frog comes from, and they don't know frogs are having trouble, and they assume that it's not a problem because the biological supply companies are selling the frogs, everything must be okay. But that's definitely not true. A lot of those frogs are coming from the wild. Most of them are coming from the wild. So we have a webpage, savethefrogs.com/dissections, that has lots of information to make sure people know dissections are a problem. And we do, courtesy of the Animal Welfare Institute and the Digital Frog International, we do have a program where if your school agrees to stop dissections for 5 years, then we will give you free virtual software, the Digital Frog 2.5, which is a great alternative to dissecting an actual frog. And another benefit of this software is that it saves the school a lot of money, because all those frogs, you can only use them once, and then you have to buy more frogs, and it costs a lot of money. And that's money that could be spent on lots of other things. There's no school on the planet that has all the money they need to do as much as they want to do. So it's a great way to save frogs and save money. So, yeah, students should definitely go check out the savethefrogs.com/dissections page, get ideas, and then go talk to their teacher and say, hey, let's not dissect frogs. Let's learn how to save the frogs and spend some time learning about frog conservation instead.
Yeah, because by educating people, they'll soon realize that what they're doing is wrong and that they should change.
Sure.
Yeah. So can you tell us more about your Save the Frogs Academy? What are some of the courses offered there? If kids would like to learn more about frogs, what are the ways you would recommend for us? Do we need to attend classes in person, or are there any remote learning options?
Yeah, that's a good question. The first thing is definitely spend some time on the SaveTheFrogs.com website. It's so extensive, you could spend probably several days reading through the site and not get through it. So definitely read up on the website. Save the Frogs Academy is something that we started just a few months ago. And so it's still in its experimental stages. Right now it's essentially all online classes. So we had two classes. One class was all about Save the Frogs Day, and another class was all about our campaign to protect the Fowler's toads in Lake Erie in Canada, which are under threat from a building that's planned to be built on top of them. So what we do, it's different than, you know, traditional school. You go read about something probably that happened in the past, or you just do some homework and turn it in. What we do is applied amphibian conservation. We get students, and you learn by doing. So you learn by figuring out what the problem is, coming up with a way to solve the problem or to assist, and then you go out and do it. And then all the students get back on it. So it's online. We all discuss the problem. We come up with an objective for each of us to do for the week. And then we come back a week later. We say, this is what we did, and this is what we're going to do for the next week. And everybody gives input on how to improve what's going on. So, for instance, Save the Frogs Day, everyone was working on how to promote Save the Frogs Day and get an event of their own going on. And so now we've got a lot more activity because of that. So Save the Frogs Academy is going to continue again this fall. Our first session, it was only open to undergraduates in university and above, but we do plan to start having it for all ages, because kids of all ages are interested in frogs and do definitely have the ability to help save frogs. So this summer we're going to come up with a schedule and get regular occurring classes going on that anyone of any age can attend, and certainly we will have some specifically for kids. And then my hope is that one day we'll actually have a building, just like a university has a big building with lots of people working, lots of professors, students, and a place where we can specifically be teaching amphibian conservation skills to students. Right now we just don't have the funds to have a building, or even right now we don't even have the funds to have a proper office space with a single classroom. So that's definitely a problem, and you know, over time that will change, but we definitely seek people's financial support. And we are a 501c3 public charity, which means people can donate. It's tax deductible.
Yeah, so Save the Frog Academy is definitely a great opportunity, and I think that we should all take this opportunity to start learning.
Thank you. Thank you. I agree. And people can learn about Save the Frogs Academy at savethefrogs.com/academy.
Okay. So what can us kids do in our local communities to raise awareness and help take action to save the frogs?
Well, we have today, there are several kids holding Save the Frogs Day events. And one of those that I think is a really great idea, in a lot of communities, there are farmers markets, and people go out and set up tables, usually to sell vegetables and fruit. But there's often nonprofits who have tables. And I know that in Davis, California, we've got a group of students who go out to that farmers market once a month and set up a Save the Frogs table with educational materials. And so if people are interested in helping out, they can send us an email, and we can potentially send them some free educational materials, or they can print stuff off our website or create their own and go out into, you know, it's a public setting where people are just kind of hanging out and walking by, and they see you with your Save the Frogs table and come up and say, hey, what's this all about? And then it's your chance to talk to people directly, get them to sign some petitions, perhaps. So that's a good thing. And then definitely talking to your teachers. If you go to the savethefrogs.com/students page, there's a flyer you can print out. It's called something like the top 10 ways for schools to help save the frogs. Print that flyer, take it to your teacher, put it up on a board in your school, talk to your fellow students. You can send a letter to your local newspaper. Send a letter to your mayor. You can go, a lot of towns have open town halls once a week or once a month where the politicians are there. It's open to the public. You can go and talk and, you know, go tell them what's happening with frogs. Make sure your politicians are educated so that they don't vote for, you know, anti-environmental policies.
Yeah, these are great ideas, and I hope all the kids listening would take some of these ideas and start taking action in their local communities. So, do Do you have any final remarks or advice that you would like to tell our listeners?
Yeah, I just want to say that, happy Save the Frogs Day. It's an incredible day. We've got so much activity all around the world. And each year we do this, we grow. And that's from the support of everyone out there, whether you volunteer, donate, spread the word, get active, keep frog conservation in your mind. And, check out SaveTheFrogs.com, find out how you can help, and we'll keep growing this movement and keep making a better place for both frogs and humans.
Okay, thanks very much for this wonderful discussion and sharing your knowledge and thoughts with us.
Thanks, Pavan. Have a great Save the Frogs Day.
Thank you. So I greatly appreciate your time and all the suggestions, and thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. I hope this discussion has made our listeners to think about our actions and consequences and take action to protect and preserve our ecosystems. Should you have any further questions, please email me at info@greenkidsnow.org, and I am determined to find the right answers for you. Please visit my website, greenkidsnow.org, to learn of more ways to protect our planet. Thanks, and enjoy the rest of the show.
So, what a great interview, guys.
Yeah, that was incredible.
That was really cool.
I learned so much. One point that got particularly highlighted to me is, even though they're small and in somewhat strange creatures, they have such a huge impact on our ecosystem.
They do.
Killing them off will have a drastic effect on, spread of disease. Mm. Like, as Dr. Craig has said, malaria and diseases carried by small insects.
I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, and a way to raise awareness was the Save the Frogs Day, which I found out is April 27th.
Yeah.
And they had 150 events in 27 countries, which was pretty amazing.
Yeah, and I thought it was really sad what happened about the dissection thing. I'm definitely going to talk to my teacher about that. What about you guys?
Yeah, well, we don't. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't dissected anything yet.
So no.
I think we dissected a chicken leg or something.
Yeah, a chicken leg.
Just for future reference.
And it was really surprising, how many, he said, frogs got extinct each year.
Considering the rate should only be
one every 200 years or something. Like
350 years. Yeah.
And I could understand how teachers would think that where they're getting the frogs be safe because it's from, registered
like medical
company.
Research.
Things like that. But you don't expect it to be bad
the cause
for the environment.
Really great enough.
Life is a big invitation. Beware of nasty imitations. We're all one big.